Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at courageous purity and what it looks like to live and act and pursue a purity that's courageous. And a purity that honors God. And today we're going to talk specifically about pure speech. God cares about what comes out of our mouth. He cares about the words we use in whatever format they happen to be distributed in. In Psalm 141, verse 3, we read, "Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." Psalmist knew he needed help. And I think that's one of the keys, one of the foundational elements to living with a courageous purity of speech, is to acknowledge we need help. We need to join the psalmist in asking God to set a guard over our lips. But it needs to go even deeper and beyond simply setting a guard over our lips. The Bible says that it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. So to live with a purity of speech, we have to be very careful of what our heart contains. We have to be careful of how we feel, the thoughts that we allow into our mind, those thoughts that we harbor, that we meditate on, that sink in and become a part of who we are. There are times where we go through life and it's as if unexpected words come out of our mouth. And we begin to think, where did those come from? Well, they came from inside. And things that we've allowed ourselves to be exposed to, and things that we may not have had any control over being exposed to, I think if we were to really examine and really pay attention to the words that we hear on a daily basis, words that we've probably become accustomed to ignoring or just letting supposedly go one in one ear and out the other, but it really doesn't work that way. The language and tone and innuendo and everything that takes place in many of the popular TV shows that we watch. So often I'll hear recommendations for television shows or movies or this or that, and it comes with the qualifier of you'll have to pardon the language. Well, no, I don't have to pardon the language. I can simply not listen to it. I cannot watch it. But we have a tough time doing that because, well, there's parts of the action, parts of the dialogue, parts of the plot that we enjoy, that entertain us. And so we allow things in that eventually come out. And when we live with a guard over our lips, when we ask God to purify our speech, I suspect He's going to start working in our heart about convicting us on what we fill our heart with. But when I think about purity of speech, and the verse we used really did talk about our mouth and our lips. But in the era of social media and all of the electronic means of communication, when I talk about purity of speech, I talk really more about a purity of how we use our words. Words that build up rather than cut down. Words that strengthen rather than destroy. Words that are encouragement rather than a discouragement. And I know there are times when our words need to bring correction and discipline and even rebuke according to God's word. But we must be careful in the purity of how we do even those things. And really examine our motives. Is it really designed, and is our approach to it really seeking what's best for the other person? But when we live with a purity of speech and a purity of how we use our words, it's important that we pay attention not just to the words that we're speaking, not just to the words that we're typing, but to the words that we're sharing. It's so easy to read a social media post or meme that we agree with, that fits our beliefs, that supports our argument, and to share it without caring whether it's true or not. And so we lose a element of purity when we begin sharing falsehood, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And so many times, because we can post and share and like anything, and it's as if we live in a time where if it's said often enough, it has to be true. And so I'll see that, I'll hear that, I've seen it so much. It has to be true. Or they would have taken it down, and who's the they? There are a couple topics that seem to get somewhat official moderation and censorship, but not very many. And so when we look at how we use words, I think God wants us to examine not just the words that come out of our mouth, not just the words that come out through our social media channels, but the motives behind them. When we are told by God to consider others better than ourselves, to serve them according to their needs, I think that's when it comes down to evaluating how we use words. Are the words being used to benefit others according to their need, or are they being used, well, to glorify myself, to make me feel better about me? You see, we live in a world filled with words, but we also live in a world filled with, well, many meaningless words, or at least words used in meaningless ways. So we have the courage to admit that we need help with our words. We need help in how we use them. We need help in how we listen. We need help in what words come into our heart, what words overflow out of it. And the good news is God is faithful. When we seek His help, He provides it. Now granted, sometimes the help that He brings is not the help that we wanted. And He challenges us to purify every aspect of our life. And we resist. And we question, where did that word come from? Why did I say that? And I think God would come back and say, because it's in your heart. And I know there are things that have been planted in our life over the years that really aren't a part of who we are anymore, but we don't have that magic eraser that erases those things. So there are times under extreme circumstances and this and that words come out of our mouth that really aren't a part of our heart or who we are. They're just a part of our memories. And tragedy and pain and anesthesia and things like that bring things out that really don't describe us. But those are somewhat unusual circumstances. When I talk about the overflow of the heart, I talk about the things that come out on a pretty consistent basis. And when we live asking for God's help, we have it. At least we have it available. And so we pray and we listen. And so many times God's Spirit says, it's not time to speak. It's not time to share those words. And it might even say, it's never time to speak those words. It's never time to share those words. And, well, there are times we probably do it anyway. You see, this guard over our lips, this purity that we ask God to provide is often done through His Word and through His Spirit, and it doesn't override our choices. And while it might be easier if this guard that God would put over our lips was kind of like duct tape, it's not how God works. He teaches us and shows us what is good and right. We still have to choose. As we pray today, it's my hope and prayer that each one of us will choose to grow in a purity of speech, in a purity of how we use our words. That whether it's face to face, person to person, spoken or unspoken, whether it's social media, whatever platform we share words in, that before we share them, we would think, we would pray, and we would listen. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to a purity because you are pure and holy. And you've created us in your image. You've called us to yourself to be your children, to represent you, to be filled with your Spirit. So God, today I do pray that each one of us would come to you seeking to grow in a purity of how we use our words. That you would watch over our mouth. You would set a guard over our lips. You would guard our eyes and our fingers and the social media influence that we are involved in. Father, as we pray and as we ask you to watch over our words, may we be more mindful of listening than speaking. May we pay attention to what we allow in. May we pay special attention to allowing in what comes from your word, what comes from your Spirit. When you do watch over our mouth and guard our lips, and we have that awareness from your Spirit that we shouldn't speak and we speak anyhow, it's not that you weren't doing our job, it's that we weren't really listening. Father, help us to pay attention to the honesty of our words. We would not be caught up in spreading rumors. We would not be involved in gossip and words which tear others down. And Father, even when things support what we want to believe, that we would not get caught up in the sharing of information that's not accurate, that's we've not even given any attempt to verify. Father, as we live and seek this courageous purity, we do so realizing that it will take courage, that it will take work, that it's not necessarily easy. And so we ask you for the courage to live in a way that may be different than others. To speak in a way that may be different than others. To use social media in a way that may be different than others. The courage to gaze into your word and do what it says in regard to what we expose ourselves to and in regard to what comes out of our mouth. And what comes out of our electronic devices, both coming to us and going out from us. Father, I pray that even as we work on growing in this area, that we would do so knowing your love. That the challenge and conviction of growing in purity of speech and purity of how we use our words would not be a discouragement, but would reinforce within us the love that you have for us. The desire you have for us to grow and to mature. So Father, today as we live life and we struggle with life and we see others struggling with life, may we be very deliberate in using words which build up and encourage, words which help, words which provide hope, words which provide healing. words which provide teaching and training, words that are filled with love. God, today, as we pay greater attention to the words that we use, may we consistently use words which lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.